There's been another crackdown on businesses selling illegal streaming services for television. The Federation Against Copyright Theft, FACT, has issued legal notices to 15 shops and resellers in 9 counties across the country in the past month. Kieran Sharp is chairperson of FACT's board and he's on the line now. Kieran Sharp, you're very welcome. Good morning. Will you tell us more about this operation in August? What happened?
Yes, it was an operation that was targeted at retail outlets selling illegal streaming services, as you've just said, and then to send them a notice so that they could understand that the consequences of their criminality could lead to other things. And if they take notice of what we've given them, they stop now, and that's the end of the matter.
And did that happen, or did it go further?
No, it's at the moment it's still in the stage where they've been given the opportunity to stop, and then we follow up in the coming days and weeks.
What type of shops were targeted in this?
Well, these are shops that we've identified through various means of intelligence that we receive and then develop the information about all of that. And they tend to be shops in the high street and shopping malls that sell gadgets and phone chargers and all sorts of things. But quite a range of shops, really.
Mm-hmm. And previous experience doing this, does it suggest that they do comply, they do stop without any further action being needed?
Yes, they do, yes, because the consequences are that they could face criminal or civil action going forward and if they continue with their criminality.
Now, I noticed in your press release that you say 11 of the visits were conducted by FACT investigators, four
yes.
more carried out by legal representatives from Sky.
Yes.
What powers do Sky as a private company have to go in and carry out searches?
Well, we didn't do any searching, and we're a private company as well. So the reason we're doing this operation in conjunction with Sky, and the reason it was spread out between FACT investigators and Sky investigators was because we needed to get to different parts of the country within the same two-day period. So we don't have any legal powers. This is just the serving of a notice to warn people we know what they're doing. They're alerted to the fact we know what they're doing and what the consequences will be if they don't stop.
But do Sky and yourselves as a private company, but Sky in particular, do they have legal privileges, rights to issue notices to people like that?
No, the notice is based on the fact that, as I've said, that we know exactly what they're doing. We explain what the Criminality Act actually is so they can understand it and what the consequences will be. It's not a legally binding notice in any way, shape or form.
Mm-hmm. And that partnership with Sky, how long has that been? Are they driving this, in other words?
Well, we work in partnership together, so FACT's responsibility is to help protect the content of Sky, other broadcasters, sports rights holders. And that's been a partnership that's been going on for over 40 years. And so we work in conjunction together to find the best ways forward to manage the content protection that we need to undertake.
And what about those who use these, who buy these so-called dodgy boxes, these illegal devices? Do you have any plans, or are there any plans to focus on them?
So in the past, when we've undertaken some larger operations than these, we've found customer databases of people offering illegal services. And we send notices to those customers on the basis that it can explain to them what they're doing is wrong and they need to stop. We don't want to criminalise everybody. We certainly don't want to criminalise customers. We want to turn customers into legal paying customers. And that's our focus here as well. And this is a disruptive exercise. So that we don't want to go after people criminally or civilly. We want to actually stop the problem. So it's a preventative exercise as well.
When people say, is it really the worst crime in the world to... some people make huge amounts of money out of this in terms of providing the illegal ways to stream. But the people using it, they're reducing their TV streaming bills. So to the people outside who say, is that really the worst crime in the world? What do you say?
Well, it's like many frauds. It's not a victimless crime. And that's the thing people need to understand. So the money that's paid for, say, the sports rights by television companies has to be recouped in some way, shape or form. So all of those companies can produce this content. These are activities that the creative industries give to us, and they're things that we enjoy doing. And if you don't pay for them, they won't exist. It's as simple as that.
But when you see what AI is doing at the moment and ChatGPT taking other people's work and regurgitating it as its own, I mean, that's copyright theft, is it not?
Well, it can be, yes. It's very difficult with AI to understand always where the source of the information is that it's managed to put in front of you. So that's quite difficult. It's something that's an ongoing issue. It's useful, AI, and it has other areas of concern, but it's something that is with us and we have to work alongside it and see how it goes.
But it's happening all the time, isn't it? And yet there doesn't appear to be any regulation, any powers at least, that allows organisations like you to do with AI what you're doing with illegal streamers.
Well,
yes, I know it's a very different, it's a very different world, but nonetheless.
Yes, it is a very different world. So our focus is on what we can control and what we can put into place as preventative and disruptive measures, as I've said. This with AI, it only becomes apparent as and when you use it. And so it's something we monitor and we will watch to see how it goes forward.
Thank you very much indeed, Kieran Sharp, chairperson of the Federation Against Copyright Theft.